Have your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846-4C8.
Targa's just about with us. We're going to get an update on how it's all going in just a moment. This is from the Cairns Post today. Millions of dollars of high-performance cars will go on show through the streets of Cairns. This is yesterday's, actually. As part of the fourth edition, Targa Great Barrier Reef. Now, they're saying next month, but it was next week, the Targa Cavalcade route. It's going to start from the showgrounds, travel down Mulgrave Road to the Esplanade, Cairns North, Era Glen, Stratford, Freshwater, Cammeranga and Redlinch before ending at Brinsmead. This is the Cavalcade. It seems like yesterday it was announced on air. It was almost created on air, actually. It's going to take place Friday week, 3:30 in the afternoon till 4:45 in the afternoon. Now, Mark Perry said it followed on from the inaugural Cavalcade last year's event. It connected the Cairns community to the motorsport event. It was a highlight for both competitors and the public. $2 million worth of high-performance vehicles cruising through the suburbs. Now, release of the route follows finalisation course for Targa Great Barrier Reef, which acts as the opening round of the Motorsport Australia Targa Championship. Look, the fact of the matter is we know it's been pruned. I mean, it was inevitable. But we've got to find out exactly how much of it has survived and how much we've got to look forward to. And the gentleman to tell us all that is on the line. Yes, he is, Chief Executive Targa Australia, Mark Perry. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
Harking back to last year, gee, it was fun, wasn't it? And extending to that opportunity for people to show off their vehicles through the suburbs, it really caught on quicker than anyone could have imagined.
I think given the world we're all living in at that time, there was a lot of lockdowns going on and, you know, we're sort of a bit take the show to the people. And it was a massive success in the absence of the traditional Targa Fest and other things that we'd had or been allowed to have basically pre-COVID. So, yes, it was good and that's why it's back this year. There's a little bit more able to happen around the event this year, but we thought it was important to do it again and run it on a different route so that people in other parts of Cairns could have the cars drive past their house.
Can we get to Cavalcade a little bit later? I want to get to the fundamentals of the Targa event itself, because it has been pruned, I would imagine, because the numbers of competitors will be considerably down.
Pruned's probably a good word. I mean, the upside is we ran with 83 cars, primarily Queenslanders last year because of the restrictions. We're really now operating under that same premise. We're all reading every day about New South Wales and Victoria. And so, you know, it is primarily a Queensland field and a whole heap of Tasmanians coming up because, you know, we're pure down here, John. We can go anywhere we like. So there's a heap of us coming. It'll be a Tasmanian invasion as it was last year. And but look, we're at 121 cars. And this is the secret to the success of this event. The first year, I think we had 12 locals. This year, we've got 70. So it's really quite grown on the ground, and this is now underwriting the very future of the event. So given no one can come from anywhere, to have 120 entries, 40 up on last year, is we need to just be happy with what we've got. I know
exactly.
It's not the 200 we had pre-COVID, but we're just not living in that world at the moment.
No.
And we've all just got to appreciate any event is a good event right now.
12 locals last year, 70 this year?
No, first year.
First year. But how many this year did you say?
2018, 70. And when I say local, I say in the region,
yeah.
So in far north Queensland.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's everywhere.
What was the 28 last year?
Port Douglas. Oh, no, I don't know. We had 83 in total, but most of those were from Brisbane. So
yeah.
It was about 30 locals and about 55 coming up from southern parts of Queensland. This time last year, people could quarantine, particularly Victoria. If they're happy to do the 2 weeks quarantine, they could come to the event. Some competitors, and you've got to admire their determination, actually did that.
Mm.
But this year, that's not an option. So we just want to be clear. There's been a little bit of concern, people coming from other states and coming from hotspots. I can assure you nobody's coming from any hotspots. We're not smuggling people in our luggage. The rallies, we've all got to adhere to the laws and the restrictions that are in place, and we're definitely doing that. But there are about 40 extra cars this year, but it's because in Queensland, the market just keeps on growing and people just love this event and want to get involved in it.
Yeah, the 121's really a very good figure indeed, considering what you've been up against. Now, let's get stuck into the arrangements from the end of next week. What's the first highlight, the first activities?
Well, unfortunately, the showground stage, and I'm sort of giving you the exclusive here, John, because you've been so good to us, but the showground stage won't be happening. A couple of reasons for that. One, the small field means the show is very small. So when we put on a show, as we would there, you know, the show needs to go for a couple of hours. And because of the restrictions and all the cars not being able to come from Victoria and New South Wales, means the show would only go for about 25 minutes. And we felt people would be very disappointed with that. The other added complication there is that we're on a seating-only arrangement under COVID. And there's just not enough seats in Cairns to actually then meet how many people would want to come. So we just felt, given we'd never run it before, that let's just, we all agreed, everyone got together, that let's just wait until we can deliver it properly and we can get thousands of people there and have 250 cars and really deliver it properly. So the showground stage won't be happening next Thursday afternoon, and I hope everyone can appreciate that given the world we're living in right now, it's definitely the right call to make from a health perspective, a whole range of reasons, and the show was the key thing for us being seeing it to be a ticketed event. We didn't want people going home going, oh, well, I just wasted my money. That only went for 20 minutes. That wasn't very good. So we've all agreed just to hold that off till next year at this point. And at the other end, same with the Innisfail Street stage on the Sunday. We're still going to Innisfail, Target Fest, Target Town. So we're going to do a little cavalcade on the actual Target stage for the people who live there. But again, we all agreed that a 20-minute show for a four-hour road closure and a lot of inconvenience was very unfair on the residents. And so we've agreed with Cassowary Coast Regional Council that we'll do everything but that. So we're still coming to town, so make sure you still get there. But there's a couple of last-minute changes when the withdrawal started coming because New South Wales are clearly not opening anytime soon. And we had about 80 entries coming from New South Wales who are now not coming.
Let's go to Friday. That's the 3rd of September. Friday week, 3:30 in the afternoon till a quarter to five.
Yeah, so the cavalcade will definitely happen on New Route, which is on our website and our socials for people that want to literally see the route. So it's a brand new route from last year. We felt it was important. We had plenty of people from northern parts of Cairns saying, oh, where's our cavalcade? So we went, we're coming off Coppaloe Dam stage, so Lake Morris Road, so it made sense to run the route from the completion of that stage, and then the cars will cavalcade through and back into the city. And like last year, we encourage everyone to get out there, but if you've got friends who live on the route, go to their houses, don't congregate too much on corners. We still need to be very mindful of social distancing and COVID restrictions, so just be mindful if you're, you know, out and about, and don't crowd yourself around others. Find a house or a friend's place to go and have a barbecue and watch the cars come past.
Have you got some details of the route?
The route is out and about. The course is not changing other than the two bookends. So you'll find that on the website. Okay. I mean, Skilly's Range Friday. So it's a normal Friday route. Saturday's changed a bit, so it's probably one I should touch on. Caranda Range, which is historically run very early on a Sunday morning, is running later on the Saturday. Now, the reason it's running later is to not impact on sport, both up on the Tablelands and down in Cairns itself. So we're starting 8:30 to so people can get down and up Caranda Range to their sport before we close the road. And then by the time we reopen it, then it'll be lunchtime and people will be able to travel. So we're trying to minimise the impact. The reason for Caranda moving to a Saturday is purely so we can deliver Innisfail on the Sunday, on Father's Day. So yeah, there's a bit of shuffling around, so we encourage everyone to go and have a look at the course. But Caranda is the main change for people. So just to clarify, it's Saturday morning, not Sunday morning, as it's been traditionally.
Close 8:30, open when, did you say, the range on Saturday?
Well, the official road closure opens 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But given it's the first stage of the day, if you are travelling, if we're running on time, which we should be, we'll have that road open by noon.
Now, the other one to ask you about, well, the schedule across the Tablelands is a bit demanding, I suppose. The various towns that just love the whole event, love to get out and enjoy it. Will they go onto the net to find out times, expected times of the vehicles arriving?
Yeah. So, I could reel off times now, but it's all just verbalised. There's a road closure tab on the window, and the latest, greatest information is always there.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, we'd say that's definitely not changing, but given the COVID landscape we're living in, I would urge people to not look once, probably look regularly.
Yes.
Because, you know, if there's something happens or there's a case or, you know, things can change quickly every day, we're waking up checking the media, as we all are. And so we just need to appreciate that could impact on the event at the last minute.
Yes.
So I encourage everyone to, you know, keep looking every day next week to make sure that things are still happening and happening at the times we're saying this week. Well, we've got some new stages south of Atherton there, so the locals who live in that area are getting a bit more target than ever before.
Yes.
So again, if you live in those areas, you would have already been contacted. But yeah, there's some new spots to go and watch the event. We've replaced some stages that we felt were a bit too fast with stages that are a little bit slower.
Yeah, there you go. Mark, we'll stay in touch. Probably early next week again, we'll get an update in case there's some changes. There'll be more information, I'm sure. Good to talk to you today. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Mark Perry. He's the Chief Executive at Targa Australia. It's all happening end of next week. Now, time's on 23 past 11.